One size fits all seems like a good idea for clothes until you try them on. Same goes for healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Sarah and I have talked many times about our desire to age as gracefully as possible, and skincare is a huge piece of that. I spend a lot of time and money thinking about my skin, and I have added Ritual to my routine, which just gives me a lot of comfort. Ritual is here for us. They have created a wrinkle support skin supplement and conducted clinical studies, so we know it's working. They're taking the guesswork out of skincare. Ritual Hyacera is one of several Ritual products that I love. I take the daily multivitamin, I take a probiotic, and Hyacera is that once daily skincare supplement that is clinically proven to reduce wrinkles and fine lines and increase skin smoothness in 90 days. I recently met a friend for the first time in person as opposed to online, and we were discussing the fact that I am 43, and she said, "I cannot believe how young you look." And I thought, thank you, Ritual, for that. Start Hyacera to help minimize wrinkles without compromising on clean science. Hyacera from Ritual is a clinically proven skin supplement you can actually trust. Get 25% off your first month for a limited time at ritual.com/pantsuit. Start Ritual or add Hyacera to your subscription today. That's ritual.com/pantsuit for 25% off.
From Georgia to Turkey to Great Britain, important elections are taking place at home and abroad.
We'll discuss what these elections do and don't reveal, along with listener feedback.
This is Sarah from the left.
And Beth from the right.
You're listening to Pantsuit Politics.
No shouting, no insults, plenty of nuance. Hi, everybody. Welcome to another episode of The Briefcase. We're excited to have you listening with us. If you are in the Washington, D.C. area next week, I'm going to be there. I'm actually going to Vox Conversations this year. Sarah went last year, and I'm super excited to be there. So on April 26th, next Wednesday, I am happy to meet with some listeners for dinner around 8 o'clock. If you would like to meet with me and other Pantsuit Politics listeners, just shoot me an email, beth@pantsuitpoliticsshow.com. We'll be somewhere near Studio Theater. That's where the Vox conference is. But I will pick a restaurant and make reservations based on how many people are coming. So I hope that you'll come out and meet me and, most importantly, other people who participate in this community.
So lots of electoral excitement this week.
Yeah, I thought we were kind of done with elections for a while, but no. They keep popping up.
I was watching the one in Georgia with the runoff election for the Tom Price seat in a district that Price carried by 23 points. I really thought John Ossoff was going to get the Democrat was going to get over 50%, and there wasn't going to have to be another election. But alas, it didn't happen.
Well, this was a weird one because so many people ran. There were 11 Republicans, 5 Democrats. And the way this special election worked is that everybody ran against each other. It wasn't like normal primaries, and you had to get over 50% to win. So John Ossoff did well, if you look at the demographics of this district. He was just under 49%. So he'll face off with Karen Handel, the Republican front runner. She only took 19.5% of the vote, but then if you add up all the Republicans, you know, she might be formidable in the runoff, just depending on who shows up.
Yeah, I wonder if it'll be interesting, because if the Republican parties will, or the other Republican voters will rally around her. The special election is in June, so are people even going to be paying attention? It'll be interesting. People were really psyched about this.
Yes. People are making the biggest deal of this as sort of the first referendum on Donald Trump. And I think something to try to energize the Democratic Party. I think that's maybe a little bit overstated. But you know what I think is significant about this is the fact that John Ossoff spent $8.3 million in this race. This is a House race for the 6th congressional district in Georgia. And when you have 16 people running, I imagine you do have to spend millions of dollars. And what are we going to do about that? Because I hope we have lots more races where 16 people run. From a process perspective, though, I feel like we need to make some changes to accommodate that and not have it just become who can attract the most outside of district money.
Well, and the other interesting thing that I was going to say, I don't know if it's interesting or not, but it was sure as heck annoying. So I gave John Ossoff some money through, I was able to donate to like two of them at the same time through ActBlue or something. Dude was emailing me like three or four times a day. I finally unsubscribed from his campaign email. I was like, I get that this is exciting. I get that we have like a deadline here. Like I've run for office, but my friend, 5 to 6 times a day. At one point, it felt like maybe I'm over. Maybe it was like 5 to 6 times a week. No, it was a lot. That's all I can tell you. It was a lot. I finally unsubscribed. I mean, I was still rooting for him, but dang.
But that's the thing. Like, what? Like, how are we going to get past the cost of these races? I think it could backfire. You know, President Trump took a keen interest in this race, and he tweeted this morning that the June runoff would be Hollywood versus Georgia because a number of celebrities were backing John Ossoff. And I thought that that offered a glimpse into the PR genius that Donald Trump is, because that's an effective line in Georgia, don't you think?
Yeah, except he stole that point from Meghan McCain. She tweeted about that earlier. Did you see that?
No, I didn't see that. That's awesome. Yeah, Meghan McCain's pretty smart, too.
Yeah, she came out and was like, the fact that they're rolling all these celebrities' endorsements for John Ossoff and all the celebrity stuff shows they learned nothing from the last election.
Yeah, I think that could be. So I don't know. It'll be interesting to see what happens with this one.
From somebody. I really don't want to take it from Meghan McCain. Doesn't she like co-host The View occasionally? Or from Mr. Celebrity Apprentice? But whatever. I get it.
I know. It's hypocritical, but not less true and effective, I think. Well, so let's move on to Turkey.
Oh, wait, before we leave our country, do we want to talk about the shocking news today from Jason Chaffetz?
Well, we could. So we're recording on Wednesday, and I feel like we need to timestamp all of our episodes at this point because, Lord, so much happens in between times that we get together. But Jason Chaffetz is not going to run for re-election in 2018. He'd like everyone to know that he's healthy and happy and has no ulterior motives. He just wants to return to the private sector. Your thoughts, Sarah?
I quoted Hamilton on Facebook, winning is easy, governing is harder. And I think that there's a struggle of like, oh man, what do I do when I just don't go after Hillary Clinton and Obama all the time? This is a bummer. I don't know. I wonder if there will be others that follow his lead.
I think there could be a ripple effect here. I also can't name a worse job than chairing the government oversight committee with President Trump in the White House.
Isn't that the truth? There is some speculation he might run for governor.
Yeah, in 2020, maybe. And he did say very carefully he might seek public office again someday, but it won't be in 2018.
Interesting. I mean, I'd like for him to move on. I'm not sad about it.
I was not sad about it either. I was, however, kind of grossed out by some of the comments around it. Like, I hated the statement from the DCCC about, it was just, I thought, unnecessarily nasty. Like, he's moving on, so hooray. Just celebrate that. Say you're going to put up a formidable candidate. Hope this goes in the D column. Great. And then a senator from, or House member from Ohio, made a comment about keeping that seat red. And I just thought everybody was so blatantly partisan right away, when all anybody really needed to say was, it's been fun to be his colleague and or not, and we wish him the best. Right. The end. Just have a little graciousness. That's all.
You're asking a lot of Congress.
I tend to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Turkey? Should we talk about Turkey?
Sure. It's getting a little scary over there.
I think we need a primer on Turkey. It is enormously complicated. And we are, I feel like maybe frenemies is a way to describe our relationship with Turkey.
I feel like that's a way to describe our relationship with a lot of countries.
Yes, true.
We are special breakfast people here at Pantsuit Politics, but not just when Beth and I are on the road. The truth is, I want something warm from the oven every Saturday morning and Sunday morning. It's just the truth. It makes it feel special, makes it feel exciting. I don't want to work at it. So the first time I ever saw Wild Grain, which is Bake from Frozen subscription box for sourdough breads, fresh pastas, and artisanal pastries, I was obsessed. You guys, I've been a member for over a year. It's amazing. It's so easy. Every item bakes from frozen in 25 minutes or less, no thawing required. You can fully customize your Wild Grain box. You can choose any combination of breads, pastas, pastries. You can even build a box of only breads, only pastas, or only pastries if you'd like. And for a limited time, you can get $30 off the first box, plus free croissants in every box when you go to wildgrain.com/pantsuit to start your subscription. Sometimes I make one single croissant just for me because I want to feel special and they're so good. You heard me. Free croissants in every box and $30 off your first box when you go to wildgrain.com/pantsuit. That's wildgrain.com/pantsuit, or you can use promo code pantsuit at checkout. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Can I get something off my chest? Every day I feel a little pang of sadness because I think about Griffin going away to college. Y'all, he's a freshman in high school. This is not healthy or normal. This is why I have it on my list of things to talk to my therapist about. We all carry around these things, big and small. When we keep them bottled up, it can start to affect us. Therapy is a safe space to get these things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. If you're thinking about starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapist anytime for no additional charge. You gotta get it off your chest. And you can get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/pantsuit today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/pantsuit. Looking for the perfect gift to celebrate the moms in your life? Aura frames are beautiful Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames that allow you to share and display unlimited photos. It's super easy to upload and share photos via the Aura app. And if you're giving an Aura as a gift, you can even personalize the frame with preloaded photos and memories. You guys, I love my Aura frames. I have one in my office. I have one in my kitchen. I have given one as a housewarming gift. I have given one as Mother's Day. Father's Day. They are the most amazing gifts because this app is a game changer, in my personal opinion, in digital frames. It makes it so, so easy to get the pictures on there and even videos. It plays like you're in Harry Potter, you guys. It is the best. I love mine so much. And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code PANTSUIT at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply.
So there was a referendum in Turkey to lessen the power of the parliament and strengthen the president's powers. The referendum measure eliminated the prime minister and placed all of the prime minister's authority in the president, gave the president more ability to make laws through decrees, and more power over the judiciary, and gave the president the ability to extend his term. The current president, Recep Tayyip Erdogan, campaigned very hard for this and argued that it was necessary given all of the threats to Turkey's national security. Opposition parties say that there was tampering with this election and called for an annulment of the referendum, which was passed by a very, very thin margin. But the Turkish election board rejected the appeals. This change doesn't go into effect until 2019 after an election that the current president is expected to win. And it's also expected that he'll hold the election early just to cement that.
So I saw in this reporting that Trump called and congratulated him.
Yeah,
That's weird.
Well, it's weird because, first of all, Turkey has more journalists in prison than any country in the world.
Oh, that's good to know. Even like North Korea, or they just don't have journalists, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah, I mean, the stat I saw cited by several sources is that Turkey has the distinction of more journalists in prison than anywhere else.
It's not like they have this great track record. I mean, they had that coup attempt, and then they've been dismissing thousands of civil servants and teachers and police. There's been lots of reporting about that over the last few months.
Erdogan is a complicated guy and really kind of a strong man. You remember on International Women's Day, he gave that terrible statement about women being mothers first. And there are people who think that he is going to push for more of a kind of traditional Islamic influence in government. And this will erode some secular, you know, liberal principles in the country. So I think whatever you think about Erdogan, it's weird for the president of the United States to congratulate someone on eroding democracy, which is what this referendum unquestionably does.
Also, with love, if people are already accusing you of authoritarian tendencies, maybe don't praise the authoritarian tendencies in another country.
Yeah, because Vladimir Putin also made that congratulatory phone call. It's just like, why do you want that headline? Side note, Ellen, who is almost 2 years old, has started making this kind of H sound from the back of her throat at the beginning of words. So she'll say like hot and it sounds very Russian and it just makes us laugh and also feel a little bit paranoid at the same time.
Oh, that's funny.
Unrelated.
Maybe she's a spy.
Let's hope not.
She'd be so cute. I would tell her anything.
That's true. She would kill everyone with kindness, too.
Yeah.
So United Kingdom, I also have a personal connection to this story because Chad and I will be in London on the date of the newly scheduled election.
Ooh, that's exciting.
Yes. So Prime Minister Theresa May triggered a 2-year process for withdrawing from the EU, meaning a March 2019 deadline. And she, despite saying she would not do this over and over again, has now scheduled elections early. So, I mean, her perspective, I think, is let's get the elections out of the way now so that we can go into these negotiations with the EU in a stronger position.
Like, I get it, but, and I did hear that they're polling ahead, but like, is it so popular she's really thinking she's going to come out ahead on this? I thought that, I mean, it's not like that wasn't close, that whole we're going to leave the EU thing. I'm confused, but whatever.
Conservatives are doing well in Britain right now. And after this announcement about the election, I read that the value of the pound rose. So I don't know. I'm really excited to be there because I think that I will learn a lot.
Well, we also had some feedback from Megan about our North Korea primer. She said, I love the primer and episode on North Korea. I'm mildly obsessed with reading and watching everything I can get on my hands at about that crazy place. One of the most interesting things I've read on this topic is that along the Chinese and South Korean borders, people regularly send bootleg copies of American movies and TV shows over into North Korea using whatever balloons and smuggling operations along the river. The idea that is that if the people in North Korea are told the truth about what they lack versus what we have in the West, they would quickly realize they are being lied to by their dear leader and rise up against the government. I have also heard about these plots, which I find totally interesting. And we are going to be, Megan has a lot of suggestions for people who want to learn more about North Korea, and that will be in our weekly email this week. So if you are not subscribed to our awesome weekly email, you should do that. And when you do that, you'll also get an audiobook of all our international primers, since we're having a very international flavor in this episode. So get on it, y'all.
I loved Megan's comment. I almost hate to say this, but maybe our greatest weapons in the fight against North Korea aren't missiles, but rather The Bachelor and Chris Hemsworth.
Definitely. And
I think that might be true. I think that's also why Kim Jong-un has instituted so many economic reforms and is trying to get the economy driven in a more consumer-oriented direction there. I think he probably realizes this as a risk factor.
Yeah, I'm sure. And it's just so fascinating. Like, what a weird situation to have two leaders that are so obsessed with pop culture, but at the same time, like, so stringent about making sure that none of their citizens have any access to that. It's really fascinating.
It is really fascinating. And you just have to wonder, will that ever age out? you know, will there be a generation if Kim Jong-un lives his life out in the same situation he is today and the next heir comes into the same position? Do you ever get to a place where generationally we're just not interested in this anymore? Or does that kind of need for holding on to power with such a strong grip persist despite all the changes going on around you? Because Kim Jong-un has traveled the world too. Like, he went to school in Switzerland. So he has seen what's outside of North Korea, which I would imagine causes him to grip even more tightly. I just wonder if that'll persist.
So weird.
Sarah and I have talked many times about our desire to age as gracefully as possible, and skincare is a huge piece of that. I spend a lot of time and money thinking about my skin, and I have added Ritual to my routine, which just gives me a lot of comfort. Ritual is here for us. They have created a wrinkle support skin supplement and conducted clinical studies, so we know it's working. They're taking the guesswork out of skincare. Ritual Hyacera is one of several Ritual products that I love. I take the daily multivitamin, I take a probiotic, and Hyacera is that once daily skincare supplement that is clinically proven to reduce wrinkles and fine lines and increase skin smoothness in 90 days. I recently met a friend for the first time in person as opposed to online, and we were discussing the fact that I am 43, and she said, "I cannot believe how young you look." And I thought, thank you, Ritual, for that. Start Hyacera to help minimize wrinkles without compromising on clean science. Hyacera from Ritual is a clinically proven skin supplement you can actually trust. Get 25% off your first month for a limited time at ritual.com/pantsuit. Start Ritual or add Hyacera to your subscription today. That's ritual.com/pantsuit for 25% off.
Do you want a bra that's sexy or a bra that's comfortable? Thanks to Third Love, you can have both. Third Love was started to take all the frustration, ick, and ugh out of bra shopping. That's why they make solutions for every bra problem, aka problems. Their bras make it easy to bring back perkiness you haven't seen since high school, get smoothing you know where, and have straps that actually stay put. Designed at their headquarters in San Francisco and made from premium materials, they put every style through hours of wear testing on real women, including themselves, before it's given the stamp of boob approval. Comfort and support are guaranteed. Plus, whether you're a double A cup or an H cup, their virtual fitting room will help you find your perfect fit fast. And they've even invented half cups. No more feeling stuck between two cup sizes that don't fit right. It's time to get your problems solved. Visit thirdlove.com and get 15% off your order with code PODCAST15.
There's not much worse than a dry and itchy scalp. Also, when you get your hair colored and then it does not last as long as you and your stylist discussed, it could be that unfiltered, mineral-filled water is the culprit. Hard water is a leading cause of damaged hair and dry, irritated skin, and about 85% of the United States uses hard water, filled with dissolved minerals and added chlorine. That's where Canopy's new filtered shower head comes in. Canopy, known for their beauty hacks and reimagined humidifier, has revolutionized the filtered shower head. Dermatologists recommended this unique three-stage filtration system greatly reduces contaminants and odors in your shower water, leaving you with healthy hair and glowing skin. Best of all, the Canopy filtered shower head is hassle-free. Installation is a breeze, and its unique quick-release filter replacement feature allows for seamless filter replacement unlike any others on the market. Go to getcanopy.co to save $25 on your Canopy filtered showerhead purchase today with Canopy's hassle-free filter subscription. Even better, our listeners can use code PANTSUIT at checkout to save an additional 10% off your Canopy purchase. Hurry, your hair and skin will thank you.
So Carrie had some good feedback from for us. Do you want to share that, Beth?
Yeah, so this is Carrie Boyd Anderson, who is becoming like our foreign policy consultant. Thank you, Carrie, for being so generous with your time and thoughts. She says, "I was thinking a bit about your last episode and some of the feedback from listeners about strength through power, etc. I think that for me and most foreign policy professionals I know, a lot of public discussion of these issues boils security and military issues into a false dichotomy. Peace through strength or something like peace through nonviolence. Frankly, neither works on its own. A few years ago, a DC think tank developed a framework called Smart Power, which Hillary Clinton then adopted as Secretary of State. It's basically a way of relabeling and reorganizing the fundamental idea that foreign policy should be nuanced. The U.S. should use a toolbox of different types of power to pursue its interest. And I thought that was smart and kind of where we are, Sarah. I know that we had some disagreement about the Glenn Greenwald piece and what should be done or not in Syria, but I think that we both probably come down on the side of you need a bunch of tools at your disposal and you have to use the right one depending on the situation.
What this reminded me of is we are always talking about Richard Rohr, who is a priest or a monk?
Yes. He's a Catholic priest.
And his big thing, we talk about him a lot on the podcast, we're both big fans, but he talks about the third way and that his sort of way of seeing the world, and he argues like the, you know, sort of spiritual Christian way to see the world is not binary and not this or that, but like this third way. That's what that reminded me of. And it's so true. I'm concerned that Donald Trump, as we have discussed before, is a very binary zero-sum game kind of guy. But I hope that there are lots of people around him that take this approach, because I do think it's absolutely best. And that's what I say when, like, last week we were talking about this, and I said, like, I'm just not up for the challenge. Like, I just don't know which tools work best, which way to put them together. Like, oof, it's intimidating to think about combining all these in that way.
You know what I think is so interesting about Donald Trump? And I wish sometimes that I could erase a lot of aspects of Donald Trump so that I could see him more neutrally about foreign policy in particular. But I think it's interesting how you're right. There are pieces of Donald Trump that are very zero-sum, winners, losers, all of the kind of nonsense that he spouts on the campaign trail that continues daily for him, even though he's in office now. He's also very ideologically flexible.
That's true. That is true. But like for the grossest reasons, though, that's the bummer. It's not like he's like, I have been persuaded. Like, it's just, I don't know. I always doubt his motives, I guess. But I do agree.
Well, I was listening to someone, I think it was Katie Turr, asking an expert, what is the Trump doctrine? And the expert was like, well, listen, it is way too early to be talking about the Trump doctrine. And presidential doctrines are usually assessed in hindsight after the presidency ends, not before the first 100 days has expired. But I thought to myself, you know, if there is no coherent Trump doctrine at the end of his presidency, as I would argue there isn't really a coherent Obama doctrine or a coherent Bush doctrine, I don't think that's a terrible thing, because I do think that the strict adherence to some kind of philosophy about the spread of democracy in the world or whatever has not served us well, historically speaking. So I think there's the possibility of good that could come from his ideological flexibility. The question is just whether we can trust Trump himself in terms of motivation and in terms of kind of intellect and information to make those decisions.
Yeah, that's true. So, dare I say, might this briefcase be actually brief for a change? An actual briefcase.
I think it might be brief today. We're trying to get back on track with our timing. But we really appreciate you listening. We're looking forward to hearing from you throughout the week. We'll be back with you on Tuesday. We want to thank Alice for her contribution to Pantsy Politics, and all of our subscribers, especially Melissa, Tracy, Ashley, Audrey, Christine, Nicolette, Paige, Sydney, and Priya. Thank you so much. And until Tuesday's episode, keep it nuanced, y'all.
Thank you to our producer, Nicholas Holland, and to our Chief Creative Officer, Dante Lima, for all the work they do to make Pantsy Politics possible, and to all of you for making this community so special. Remember to like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter at Pantsy Politics, or Instagram at Pantsy Politics. Please leave us your feedback and send us your ideas for show topics and Pantsy Primers on social media, or you can email us at sarah@pantsypoliticsshow.com or beth@pantsypoliticsshow.com.